Good evening. It's definitely good to be able to bring the message this evening. I feel like it's been forever since I've been up here to preach, but I think the last time to go around, I was sick. So it's definitely good to be back with you. And this morning, I led the song leading as well. So been busy today, and I've enjoyed it. It's been such a blessing to be able to be with you. Well, this evening, of course, our numbers, they look like they're a little up this evening compared to when we first started. I was talking to Rick a while ago I think Bob made the announcement this morning. I told him, I said, they announced that Casey was preaching, so everybody decided not to be here. But no, it's definitely good to be here to bring you the message. This evening, I decided to go the route of to talk about giving thanks, since Thanksgiving is around the corner, and I believe that I've never given a Thanksgiving sermon, so we'll just go ahead and go with it this evening. And that's the title this evening, is giving thanks. But this evening we're gonna look at things that we should be thankful for, and also we'll see that we should count our blessings. The first thing, and then, like I said, I'm just going to mention a few things this evening that we should be thankful for, and then you can fill in the rest of those things that you should be thankful for. But number one, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. We need to know that it's good to give thanks to the Lord. In Psalm 92 and verse 1, the Bible reads, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High." How often do we thank the Lord for what we have? We are blessed beyond measure. You know, we tend to focus on the negative more than we do the positive. You know, and I want to mention, like I said before, just a few things that we should be thankful for. Number one, we should be thankful that we have a faithful God. We should be thankful for that we have a faithful God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. The Bible reads, "God is faithful. Through Him you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Also, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps His covenant and His loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love Him and keep His commandments." You know, we also know that God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible reads, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." And our reward is heaven. That's something we look forward to. We can be thankful for these things here. We know that God keeps His promises. He keeps His promises. Number two, point number two this evening, we should be thankful for our salvation. We should be thankful for our salvation. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." And also, if you would turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And let's look at verses 14 through 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. The Bible reads, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them." Verse 15, and that from and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And then verse 16, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. We must continue to grow spiritually. You know, by reading the Word, we gain wisdom and understanding. We know that all Scripture is inspired by God. It's already been perfected, but we know it doesn't take long for man to mess God's Word up. We know that. We've seen that. Point number three this evening. We should be thankful for God's love for us. We should be thankful for God's love for us. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, John chapter 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Without that sacrifice, without the sacrifice of God's Son, we would not have forgiveness of sins. We should be forever thankful for Jesus dying on the cross for us. We should be thankful for that. We remember His death every first day of the week, but we should be reminded daily. We should be reminded daily. In 1 John chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. You know, the Bible talks about love quite a bit. Paul saw fit to write a chapter about love to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we call it the chapter of love. But I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and look at a few verses there. 1 Corinthians 13, we're going to look at a few verses. 1 Corinthians 13, and let's look at verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then the first part of verse 8 there, love never fails. Love never fails. I want us to, we need a strong love for one another. We need that strong love. And if we look down also to verse 13 of the same verse, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. We do need that strong love for one another. We should share our joys and our pains and our sufferings with each other. Also in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The same goes for us today. We need to have a love for one another. Others will know there is something different about us if we show love for each other. And show love to those around us as well. Also in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. And if you go down also to verse 10, in verse 10 of the same chapter there. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. This is the love we need to have for each other. You know, Jesus set the example of love because he died for us willingly. He did it willingly. He didn't have to do that, but he did so we could have that forgiveness of sins. He did that. We should be forever thankful for his sacrifice. Point number four this evening is we should be thankful for the Bible. We should be thankful for the Bible. God's Word guides us each and every day. In John chapter 8 and verse 31, John chapter 8 and verse 31, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. We must continue daily in the word. We must continue daily in God's word. Titus chapter 1 and verse 9. Titus chapter 1 and verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict. You know, this passage here basically addresses eldership, but it's also what we teach. We need that sound doctrine. This also applies to those who teach truth, because we need sound doctrine. We don't need our ears being tickled. We don't need that. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, and this is Paul talking to Timothy. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. We must be patient as we spread the good news. We must be patient in that. We can't expect to convert them overnight, to convert someone that we're studying with overnight. It may take several Bible studies before a person comes to the knowledge of what they must do. And we must be patient with them. In Psalm 119 and 105, Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We need to be thankful for the Bible. We need to be thankful for God's word. Point number five this evening. We can be thankful for our church family. We can be thankful for our church family. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. And then if we go down to verses 25 and 27, verses 25 and 27 through 27, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now verse 27, now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. So we can be thankful for our church family. We can be thankful for that. It's great to be members of one body and that we work together. It's great that we can do that. You know, it's something we take for granted. It's something we take for granted. We should be thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should lean on each other through the good things and the bad things that we may face. You know, the church must work in unity. The church must work in unity. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 13, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So we must have that unity. We must work as members and know that our goal is to be unified. Point number six this evening is that we should be thankful for our leadership. How good are we to let our elders and deacons know that we appreciate them for taking care of the church and its needs? You know, we have so many talented men in our congregation. We have our elders, our deacons, our song leaders, men who are able to teach classes when called upon. We also have many women who help out in many different ways. There are also many things done behind the scenes. I just put a few things here that kind of go unnoticed sometimes. Cleaning the buildings, taking care of the lawn, many things that are done without recognition. We have women who help serve family dinners for funerals and things like that. The work of the church must go on. And it must go on, and that's the way it should be. We only try to prepare the next generation to carry out the work of the church. We teach now. We teach the young now so they can carry out the same duties. I urge you to thank our leaders for what they do for our congregation. Point number seven, we should be thankful for our mission work. We should be thankful for our mission work. You know, we have our mission field right here in the town of Colquitt. It's a mission itself, right here in this area. And you know, the church has helped with many missions as well, because it takes money to do the things that need to be done in other places. And it takes money. It's good to be able to do the things we help support, and we can pray that souls might be saved. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 and 20. Very familiar verses. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You know, we try to reach the lost here and the rest of the world as well. We try to do that. It's great that we continue to support the work in India with Paul, you know, and the mission field. You know, the mission field, it's a big area, and the elders make sure that they see fit that they need help as well. And if they see a need, they would help if possible. We have so many things to be thankful for and are blessed beyond measure. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. This fear is a reverence, it's a respect to Christ. Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, the Bible reads, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place." You know, we can definitely be thankful. We can be thankful for our victory in Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." You know, we should count our blessings each and every day. You know, they will outweigh the bad things that happen to us more than likely. May we always search for the positive more than the negative. Let us be thankful each and every day for all that has been done on our behalf. We are so blessed, and we need to be thankful for those things. Tonight, the lesson's yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are struggling as a Christian in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.